Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
As I said to you, you need to start living in my house for America like a fireman and just slide down the pole anytime there is a legal question. Good morning. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning, Steph.
you were saying your Jersey in you is coming out. We wish we could swear on
right.
this show.
But, right.
So let's start with this Aileen Cannon because obviously, I mean, you tweeted, I'm trying not to get too happy clappy about her the chances of removal, but you said Jack Smith literally and figuratively lays down the law. The disqualification bucket runneth over, and it's time for a motion to remove Trump appointed Judge Aileen Cannon from presiding over a case involving a defendant to whom she owes her job. Mm-hmm. And you said Jack Smith tells Trump appointed Judge Cannon, your legal premise is wrong, threatens to appeal her lawless jury instructions because hashtag
justice matters.
Justice matters. Yes, that was my point. Talk to us about this. So I obviously on the surface, it looked like a loss for Trump that she, you know, obviously dismissed his ridiculous. Can you just, you know, make this all go away? But she obviously just said, oh, just at pretrial. So at trial, she could rule for him and ostensibly acquit. Right. And then it's too late. The jury's in panel. Just talk to us about this whole.
Yeah. Exactly, Steph. You think it's a tell that Donald Trump praises his appointee, Judge Cannon, after she denies his motion to throw his case out, she praises him. Why? Yeah. Because what she did was far more damaging, right? First, she gives these two ridiculous jury instructions that have no basis in the law to Jack Smith and Trump's attorneys and said, I want you to assume these are correct formulations of the law and, quote, engage in a discussion. Jack said, okay, I'll engage. You're wrong. They're lawless. They're not correct formulations of the law. And we demand you make a decision on this now, because now, if you rule Donald Trump's way on these instructions, which basically direct the jury to find him not guilty, we can appeal it. But if you wait until after the jury is sworn and we're in trial, jeopardy has attached. And then if you give these instructions or you dismiss the case against Donald Trump, we can't appeal it.
Yeah.
So he fired back with the scorched earth court filing. And then what we get yesterday is this two-page, I don't want to call it a court ruling. It's like a pamphlet of justice. There's nothing. Steph, there's nothing.
A pastiche of
there's
notions.
There's no case law. There's no authority. There's nothing. But what she says is basically, oh, I know what you want me to do, Jack. Decide it now so you can appeal it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait until we're in trial when you can't appeal it. So yes, the disqualification cup runneth over, and it's time to file the motion to remove her from the case.
But, you know, Glenn, we were talking about this before you got here, and we were saying that, you know, obviously you hear all these different things, that it's risky, that, you know, it's a very high bar to get someone removed. What is your take on that, and what should the timing be? Because, this looks, at this point, not like incompetence, but deliberate. Like, that's deliberately what she's hoping to do, is just dismiss this whole thing once it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, this is not plain incompetence. It's clearly incompetence when you see her issue these two-page rulings. But I think it's worse. I think it's nefariousness. I think she's biased in favor of Trump. Ordinarily, I would say it's kind of risky because you don't want to antagonize the judge by filing a motion to remove her from the case, because if you lose, she's going to hold it against you. Good judges won't, and they don't. They understand that's part of the process. But she can't get any more antagonistic, Steph, to Jack Smith or his positions. So you have to file the motion and litigate it in the full light of day and let the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals say, no, all of this nonsensical, you know, rambling from Judge Cannon is just fine. I think the 11th Circuit is embarrassed of her. They've reversed her twice for abusing her discretion in favor of Donald Trump. I think they will remove her.
Yeah, that's what, well, you know, we just played Ty Cobb. Trump's lawyer said the same thing.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
This is what I just was reading this one analysis that the headline seemed like it was a loss for Trump. When you look underneath, there's actually it was a pretty significant victory. So his claim is that the classified documents are personal. He could somehow magically make these highly classified documents his own. That's not what the law says. That's just ludicrous. So instead of the judge saying, okay, of course that's ludicrous, she just said, I'm just not deciding that pre-trial. I might let that happen during the trial, and that's what I'll decide in the midst of the trial. Right. And so then you say it's too late. It's not appealable. If she ruled now, these could be his personal documents, then Jack Smith can appeal that and have the 11th Circuit reverse her. So what you're saying is he can go to the 11th Circuit now, even without, I guess I'm confused
he can. So okay. There are different kinds of appeals. There's an appeal of a judge's final order, which prosecutors can do sometimes, but everybody needs to remember that most of the appeals rights live with the defendant. Defendants are the ones who get to appeal things. Prosecutors only get to appeal very few things. But if she made a bad ruling prior to trial, the prosecutors could appeal that. But then they can also file what's called a petition for a writ of mandamus, which is when you go to a higher court, an appellate court, and you ask the appellate court to direct the trial court judge to do her job in accordance with the law. It's not often used, but it can be used when the judge is doing something, even if it's short of a final order, that we have real heartburn with as prosecutors.
Well, one analyst said this is the first time in such sharp language she's really showing a bias or prejudice against him. So that might be obviously the reason he would. What time frame would he do that on if he's going to go to the 11th Circuit?
I think he's been waiting for, as I say, the sort of disqualification bucket to fill up with evidence. I do think it's overflowing now. So, you know, ordinarily there are usually time limits and deadlines set on the filing of motions, but this is one where it's a present day concern, because think about it. If the judge does, if as of today, the judge hasn't done enough to make herself subject to a challenge, but tomorrow she does, well then tomorrow or the next day is the time to file a motion. So it's kind of a present day issue that evolves and the evidence of her lack of impartiality evolves.
Okay. So let's go to the next next trial up. I love you said, we just talked about this. Trump files motion to delay New York trial, complaining of too much pretrial publicity, further complaining too many prospective New York jurors already believe Trump is guilty. I mean, he's, as the, you know, they said, he's the one creating the publicity. Right. So it's ridiculous to... And you just said Trump can and likely will try every delay tactic in the book, but it seems he's run out of rope. His first criminal trial of his four criminal trials is set to begin April 15th. Given the strength of the evidence against him, he should be a convicted felon by June 1st. Wow. June is busting out all over.
Yeah.
Andrew Weissman said criminal accountability in New York is high. The 415 criminal trial is going forward, so Trump needs to fasten his seatbelt. It's taking off. That brings us to the gag order. So... he's violated again, as, you know, Jimmy Kimmel just said in a funny way. But, you know, in that we're this close to the trial, is that, someone said yesterday, maybe he's baiting the judge to try to do something that's going to delay this. What do you make of that whole scenario?
I don't think he has any viable motions to file that will delay the April 15th trial date. He will. He'll file a bunch of bogus motions. He'll try to take bogus appeals all the way up. Once he's done the state appellate court system, he'll try to jump into the federal system and bubble it up to the Supreme Court. But I do think he's run out of rope. Judge Mershon is not playing Donald Trump's stupid reindeer games. He's going forward on April 15th. I think it's extremely unlikely that date will slide. The gag order is another question. I hope we see something that I don't think we've seen yet in any of his four prosecutions, but that I was always buried under as a career prosecutor. It's called the show cause order. Anytime a defendant does something that potentially violates a condition that's been set by the court, like a gag order, or people are on probation by the hundreds of thousands, and anytime they maybe do something wrong, they get rearrested, they have a positive drug test, they don't pay a court order fine, the judge will issue a show cause order. Happens thousands of times a day when a defendant is hauled before the court and he must show cause as to why he shouldn't be held in contempt for violating the court order. I think we may finally see our first show cause order issued by Judge Mershon, hauling him in, saying, I see these posts about my daughter and my wife. After I expanded the gag order, you've arguably violated it. You can be thrown in jail for 30 days. What say you? I think we are at the point where we're likely to see our first show cause hearing.
Well, yeah, you tweeted, given Trump's violent rhetoric, gag orders are the equivalent of putting a Band-Aid on a gaping chest wound. To protect witnesses, jurors, judges, prosecutors, and their family member, Trump needs to be detained pending trial. You've been saying that forever. You know, is it a fine first, though? Like, and again, is there an effect because we're so close to the start of the trial?
Yeah, no judge and no prosecutor has been willing to do what the law provides should be done, which is when somebody is on pretrial release in a felony case, if there's clear and convincing evidence that he poses a danger to the community or even one person in the community, he should be detained pending trial. There doesn't have to be a fine. There doesn't have to be a warning. In my experience, what happens is judges will often give a defendant one warning and then put him on specific notice that if you do it again, you're going in and you're going to be detained pending trial. I am surprised we haven't seen any of that. I think that is a real shortfall of the system writ large at this point.
Yeah, I'll say. So Georgia, this was a good week for justice, wasn't it? So he was also denied in Georgia his ridiculous try there to say throw this out on free speech grounds. So what does that mean for the Georgia case now?
Yeah, this was not an unexpected ruling by Judge McAfee, because Donald Trump and his 14 criminal associates, co-defendants, co-conspirators in the Georgia RICO case tried to all say everything we said and did was protected by the First Amendment. Steph, that would be like if you and I were overheard saying, okay, we're going to rob the bank. Steph, you get the gun. I'm going to steal the car. There's the bank. Let's case the joint. Let's do it. And then when we got arrested for conspiring to rob the bank, we would say, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
First Amendment protects all of that speech. No, it doesn't. That's speech in furtherance of criminal conduct.
Yeah.
First Amendment has nothing to do with that. So I'm not surprised Judge McAfee rejected these ridiculous claims. And now what I'd really like to see, Steph, is a trial date set in the Georgia RICO case.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
By the way, I don't give me the gun. I'm too spazzy, and also I'm not a good driver, so I'm really a very little use to you, in even in your bank robbery.
Bag.
Fictional scenario.
You get the big burlap bag with
sure.
the money sign on.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe some masks like.
I got a top hat
masks.
And a monocle and a big bag with a dollar sign.
Maybe I can.
Okay.
We can pull the nylons over my face. It'll be great.
Sure.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Yeah,
that's a whole other. I'm sorry. That's.
Anything that has to do with touching you or looking at your
oh,
blue
God.
Eyes.
Oh,
okay.
Stephanie.
What?
You always like.
I know.
Take it one
take,
step too far.
Too far. There you go. There's the line. There's me. Okay. So, reading a tweet, New York AG Letitia James is questioning Trump's $175 million bond surety after the subprime bond company appears to be overleveraged and without enough cash to cover the judgment because, of course. Also, New York AG believes Trump and Weisselberg may have withheld evidence during the civil fraud case and are asking the court to authorize the court-appointed monitor to investigate and report back. This is why we never get to the end of this, because he keeps criming in the middle of his crime trials. What? Talk to us about this.
I can remember maybe 6 months ago I was on air with Joy Reid, and another crime had popped up that was going to be investigated. And I said, you know, Joy, you probably don't hear this from a career prosecutor often. Enough with the investigations. Don't open any more investigations.
Oh my God.
Let's get to the prosecutions and let's move some of them forward. Because every time you have a new crime crop up or new misconduct, all of a sudden our attention gets distracted to this new thing that will never come to fruition. Let's get the guy convicted already.
Him trying to pump up the Truth Social stock yesterday. They're like, oh, well, the regulators should be looking at that. I'm like, we don't have time. There's too many other crimes. I mean, you're absolutely right. So, but this is, of course there's something hanky with this, the hanky guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Hankey.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think he's even there. He's not licensed to practice to do this in New York, right? So that's why she needs more information.
Donald Trump is doing business with potentially shady characters?
Yes. Yes, Glenn. Sam. Yes. Yes.
There's gambling going on here.
Okay. So, yeah, I have no idea how that's going to affect that whole thing. So what do you call it? Who is it? The two Congress people. Sorry, don't have this one in front of me.
Gosar
there was too much.
And Biggs
are subpoenaed in the fake elector. That's in Arizona, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, as you've always talked about, there is a chance we're going to get to the suits from the boots of the insurrection?
Yeah. Gosar and Biggs, they're like the Ren and Stimpy of the Congress. I'm glad that they're being subpoenaed. I'll never stop screaming from the rooftops about how not a single suit of the insurrection has been held accountable for what they did on and around January 6th. Even the ones who asked for pardons, the members of Congress who asked for pardons because they knew they'd committed crimes and they wanted to get away with those crimes. The only one who's gone to jail, to prison, is Peter Navarro, and that wasn't for January 6th conduct. That was because he wouldn't comply with congressional subpoenas. Congress was the victim in that case.
Yeah.
We, the people, are the victims of January 6th, and not a single higher up of the insurrection has been held accountable by the Department of Justice. That has either got to change, or we need to change something about the Department of Justice.
You know where we the people are going to be in April 27th? Uh-huh. We're going to be in Philadelphia
with
Glenn Kirshner on panel and JoJo from Jers. That's a lot of Jersey on that panel. There's going to be a lot of swearing, I can tell you right now.
There's going to be a lot of brotherly love, too.
Exactly. All right, sexyliberal.com. Glenn, thanks so much. We'll see you
thanks,
next week.
Thanks, Seth.
All right.
Appreciate it.
There
Bye.
He goes,
Bye.
Captain America.
Across California, school food professionals are using their skills to develop recipes that incorporate fresher ingredients and more scratch cooking. Learn how they're cooking up change at schoolfoodpros.org. Grant provided by California Community College's Chancellor's Office.